Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Kako si? You have tuned in and you're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, but it will be archived, and you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Backward, turn backward. Oh, time in your flight. Oh, come on, make me a child again, just for tonight. Before I go in to the scope, the depth of the topic today, I just want you to know that I didn't know we weren't rich. My sisters and brother grew up happy. But I digress. I want you to know that the show is brought to you in part by Impact. Feel the energy of the Brotherhood and Sisterhood Iron Workers. Impact, Titanics, shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on www.impact-net.org. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Domperion of the trades. Log on www.ironworkers.org. And by the way, I digress, a little sidebar. They do accept female iron workers. And you know what was interesting about my association with them? Bill was an iron worker. He passed away. And I come from the world of classical ballet in the haute couture. And they said it wouldn't last. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Iron Workers International, the Domperion of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to, and I want you to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the serious spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. I composed a 6-minute CD, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession, and I opened with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It is with pleasure for me to introduce you to Iron Age, another sponsor. His talent is unique, one of a kind, original, designs, wire art sculpture, leatherworks, hand-built, made, never to be duplicated or copied. If you want to know more about Ironworks, be sure and get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. It is with, oh, I'm always excited about talking to you about books. Do you know that books are a marvelous gift? They never age. In fact, they get better with age. My one book out, The Heart of the Lion, and Choices. And I'm also in, let me get that out here, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, by David Ricklin. You will love it. You will absolutely love it. The Passionate Warrior. I've been called the Passionate Warrior. Aging with Style. Some time ago, I think it was in the 1980s, someone asked me to give myself a title that would support my mission statement. My mission in life is to help everyone look and feel younger and better longer than they ever thought possible. Men, women, people of all ages, ethnicities. Almost immediately, like a rocket bazooming, I got my title, The Passionate Warrior. And will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? Now, don't ask me where it came from, because I don't know. Well, maybe I was a passionate warrior in a former life. Who knows? So I decided to look up passionate in the dictionary. Ah, passionate. Having or showing strong feelings. Hot-tempered. What? I see myself as calm, even-tempered. Well, not according to my friends and associates, who labeled me a type A personality. How rude. Ardent, intense. Yeah, okay, I could live with that. Sensual. Devoted to the pleasures of the senses with passion. I encourage anyone who is inclined to make pleasurable changes in their lives that support my mission statement. On the basis of my track record, I have strong feelings on what the concept aging is and should be. I definitely become disenchanted with those who have settled in to give in. Raymond C. Barker, a theologian, put it this way: the danger of middle age is that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. How dismal. I definitely champion changing old, worn-out trends that are not in sync with current discoveries and proven principles related to enjoying every minute on this planet in good health, good everything, longer than you ever thought possible. Now, I invite you to join me with an open mind to embrace the new and eradicate old archaic thinking and trends that will keep you locked up and a prisoner forever living in the past. When I decided to write Choices in 2010, I had an epiphany. Why not open the book to wannabe authors by offering them a chapter in Choices? Their stories will amaze you. You will be immersed in their choices. Now, darlings, you could get the book at Author House, and you could do that by calling them. Author House is in Bloomington, Indiana, and their telephone number is 800-839-8640. Author House, 1-800-839-8640. And the recipient of the gift, when you decide to send them a book, will be indebted to you for time and all eternity. So, I know that on the air, live on the air with Kathy, do you believe in timing, choices? But I want you to know that I'm in 100 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. I'm digressing, but you'll love this. The form is changing. 20-something, seeking and searching. Oh, at the age of 20, life is theirs to dare. They are bulletproof in mind, body, and spirit. Did you know that by the age of 30, you've 30s, twinkling and thriving, you've reached cellular maturity? Think of how you look and feel now. I want you to imagine that you're a rosebud about ready to blossom, opening up to drink and embrace the elixir of youth. Don't you want to keep that blossom alive and healthy for as long as possible? You water and nourish a rose bush, and this is what you're going to have to do with your body. Water, nourish, love your body. Darlings, if you wear out your body, where will you live? 40s, flashing and fleeting. Some call this midlife. What about you? Do you think your 40s? Is midlife, but that's relative. Is this a wake-up call? Are you beginning to reevaluate your previous choices? Do you smoke, party too much, maintain a poor diet and exercise? Forget it! If this is going to be your midlife crisis, resolve to make changes. Oh, don't despair. Help and hope is on the way. So you're in your 50s, fabulous and flirty. It is time to rethink your reluctance to exercise. According to all experts, exercise is the closest thing we have to an anti-aging pill. Getting into shape may be easier than you think. 60s, sexy and sizzling. A new era is emerging for the ageless, aging with glamour, style, and vigor. Did you know you can have a sizzling, sensational second half of life? And that you can energize your life? It's your choice. You can have a fulfilling life regardless of age, and you could refire, not retire, the passion in your life. Yep, you can look and feel younger and better longer than you've ever thought possible. Aging has been theorized, intellectualized, spiritualized, but never, ever glamorized. That's about to change. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous after 50, 60, and beyond? 70s, simply sensational. A call to action. Get in the mix in 2020, the year of renewal and choices. The new aging paradigm redefines aging, and the dynamic 70, 80-year-old is the new 40, 50-year-old. All right, so you're in your 80s. You've made it. You're a survivor. You're living life to the fullest. The best is now, and better is yet to come. Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Did you ever think about having a half-hour show, new commercials, only dedicated to your dream that you're not going to take to the very end? Now, I'm going to repeat this. Because in my studies, I have found that the brain could only hold a thought for 5 to 8 seconds, and then it's gone. On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, I want you to grade your life, your quality of life. You see, you don't get a chance to do it over. You can make changes, but life is not a dress rehearsal. So if there's anything in your life today, darlings, that you want to change, you have to change your thinking. Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. I'm going to repeat this. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And Eric Toll said, realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have right now. It's 11:46. 11:45 is gone. It will never happen again. And 11:47 is just the beginning. It's the now. Make that the primary focus of your life. Give up waiting as a state of mind. When you catch yourself slipping into waiting, snap out of it. Come into the present moment. Just be and enjoy being. Nothing ever happened in the past that can prevent you from being present right now. Living in the now. And I want you to remember this, write it down. God's delays are not God's denials. Oh, you didn't get what you were praying for? But listen to me. Hold on. Hold fast. Pay and hold out. Patience is genius. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. Oh, backward turn, backward. Oh, time in your flight. Come on, make me a child again just for tonight. I was raised by immigrant parents. My mother instilled in me her world as a natural nutritionist. And my father instilled in me work ethic second to none. We grew up happy. Do you believe in timing? I began writing in 2010. While writing, I had an epiphany. Why not open the book to wannabe authors by offering them a chapter in Choices. Their stories will amaze you. You'll be immersed in their choices. The book is dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. You could get it by calling Author House. And I told you, books make marvelous gifts. You could get it at Author House, 100-839-8640. And it is, I think, let's see, you could read it in one day. 94, 95 pages. A note. Oh, I just love this. Choices, a tribute to contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. And you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. What you can learn from Choices. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You see, you're not alone in this life. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. The contributing authors and I wish you the best life has to offer. And remember, it's your choice to share your dreams. Choose to make now the best of the rest of your life. Sheila, Joan S., Stefan, Sandy, Bonnie, Chuck, Lee, Rudy, Rhea, Rika, Michael, Barbara, and Joan C. I salute all of you. And remember now, you can get the book by calling Author House at 800-839-8640. And when you give it as a gift, they will be just divinely happy that they have this book to go to. Because here are some of the contents. My story through the years. And Sheila's story. To live or to die. You see, life is not a dress rehearsal, sweetheart. You don't get to do it over again. It's now or never. And don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. It's never too late. Joan fulfilled a lifelong dream. And Stefan, from humble beginnings to success. And you will love Sandy's story in Living My Life in Paradise. And what age are you? You don't have to retire. You won't after you read Bonnie. Steel Mill Mama. And then Chuck has a wonderful, wonderful story about From Frozen Toes to Fingers, my life's work. Are you adopted? Do you know anyone that's adopted? Oh, you lovely story. She's adopted and special. We choose you. And from stargazing to wonderment, Who Am I and Where Am I Going? By Rhea. By the grace of God, I will do. Rika's story of divine intervention. In love, you will love Rudy's. The choice was clear. He had a choice. Was he to be rich or poor? And he was the son. He is the son of a migrant farm worker. And read his story and how he reach the American dream, and we always have a choice. Barbara will love to share her story from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. And Michael insists that the only way, the formula to living life to the fullest, will be the will to be happy. Put yourself first. Crisis or opportunity, my journey of choices. And a note from Kathy. This book is dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. With this book, help and hope is just a page away. To you, to life, to success, it's your choice. Give the book as a gift. The receiver, the recipient, will be eternally grateful to you. And you can get the book by calling Author House, 800-839-8640. That's 800-839-8640. When I chose to undertake this mammoth task of writing choices, I decided to invite contributing authors. I immediately thought of people who've been in my life for over 30 years, people who personify living life to the fullest, and who had some glimmer of wisdom to share with others that could lead them to enjoying their life to the fullest. Fasten your seatbelts. Be ready for takeoff. You're about to soar with the eagles. Soaring to heights of grandeur through the years I choose to live, it's never too late. From humble beginnings to success, living my life in paradise. A journey in awareness, my life's work. How the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream. From behind the Berlin Wall to freedom, divine intervention. My journey of choices. The will to be happy, steel mill mama, did I pique your interest? You won't be able to put the book down. With this book, Help and Hope is just a page away. It's dedicated to you, to life, to success. It is your choice. And you can get the book by calling Author House, 800-839-8640. And the name of the book is Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices, Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. I told you that I was raised by immigrant parents. Timing is everything. I decided to write the book in 2010, but now it's 2020. You have to know that I do not have an MD, PhD, or other degree. I've been fortunate to experience life firsthand with all its twists, turns, disappointments, and challenges with intelligent, visionary, futuristic insights. No, God did not part the Red Sea for me early on. Yeah, don't we all, when we're under stress, we have health issues, poor choices, but I overcame them all. What is our greatest freedom? Do you know what it is? When Bill, our son at the tender age of 12, called me down to come and talk to him in the kitchen, he said, Mother, what is your greatest freedom? And I'm asking all of you the same question. What is your greatest freedom? Everything in life, your life right now, has been authored and designed. Think on this. let's bring it closer to home. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.